Justice of the Peace Neil Pendergrass was the first to announce he would not be seeking a sixth term representing District 9. Pendergrass is completing his 10th year on the court. Following his announcement, Cameron Davis was introduced, and those at the meeting learned he would be seeking the position Pendergrass now holds. Shortly after these announcements, Judge Mickey Pendergrass said he would be seeking re-election, the first opportunity to serve in the position under a 4-year term. Following Judge Pendergrass's announcement, Justice of the Peace James Kerr Jr. said he, too, would not be seeking re-election. Kerr has served 2 terms representing District 5. With these developments, the court will have a minimum of 3 new members when it convenes in January, with District 3 J.P. Rick Steiner completing an unexpired term and unable to seek re-election. The meeting began with Judge Pendergrass announcing the results of the financial and compliance report of the county by Arkansas Legislative Audit. For the year ending 2016, the audit report issued in late 2017 indicates the offices of county judge, treasurer, sheriff, tax collector, county and circuit clerk, assessor, county librarian, and airport manager were all in substantial compliance with Arkansas fiscal and financial laws. In other business, the court gave its unanimous support to an ordinance appropriating over $367,000 for the planned jail construction. The request follows the court giving its unanimous approval to an ordinance in January authorizing the issuance of a promissory note to provide financing for the jail expansion. Approval of that ordinance gave the go-ahead of a promissory note for $4.2 million. The appropriation ordinance follows voters approving a temporary 1-cent sales and use tax in September that will fund the expansion of the Baxter County Detention Center, as well as furnish and equip the new portion, and provide for the operation and maintenance of the jail. At the same time, voters approved a 1/4-cent sales and use tax following the expiration of the 1-cent sales and use tax for ongoing jail needs. The court gave its unanimous approval to Judge Pendergrass's appointment of Marvin Hardin to fill the unexpired term of Mike Hunter on the Hand Cove Fire Protection Board of Commissioners and Dana Hewitt to fill the unexpired term of Michael Bashirs on the Clark Ridge Fire Protection Board of Commissioners. Diane Beeman and Dave Maddie were reappointed to the Cotter-Gasville Rural Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners, and Frank Fusco was reappointed to the Baxter County Planning Board. Judge Pendergrass noted he is seeking individuals interested in being considered for 2 other open seats on the Planning Board. I'm Karen Hopper reporting.